Embrace the pain. Pain is good for you. It's great for you. This is no fun. But when you finish and you've gone through weeks and months, you feel the value that you get is much greater than the pain. That pain, that resistance is good for you.
You need to love pain to be an athlete. And I know no pain, no this, whatever, all the, you know, the
correct
sense. Oh my, no, this is real. You need to love pain. However, mentally, physically, love it. You need to love it. If not, stay where you are.
You guys have no idea. When you're hurt, how do you feel? You lay down, right? You take a second. You go, you know, you take your vitamins, you do your thing. When I'm hurt, I love it. I love that feeling because it's real. That's the most realest feeling that you could ever have, is being in pain, because everything else, happiness could be fake, crying could be fake, but pain, that's real.
Tell me one thing in your life that is great that came as a result of being comfortable. Because everywhere I look and everywhere I see in today's society, everybody's doing everything they can to be more comfortable, right? They're looking for the more convenience. They're looking for the quicker. They're looking for the faster. All the great things in my life, all the great things in other high achievers' lives, all the reasons that these successful people that you look up to, that you aspire to be like, are the way they are, have all come from a place of being uncomfortable, okay? So understand that when you're trying to avoid the pain, when you're trying to avoid the struggle, when you're trying to avoid the hard things in life, you are actively choosing to be average. You are actively choosing to be mediocre, and you are actively choosing to move further away from what you want in life, because that hardship and that pain and that struggle and that frustration, they give you the skills that will forge you into a champion.
Every single person who has ever done anything worthwhile or exceptional or difficult or extraordinary, anyone, whether it's great artists or authors or mathematicians or whatever the f*** it is, everyone encounters difficulties. There is no easy road. It does not exist. It is impossible. Everyone has issues.
How can I deal with the fact that this is painful for me? And the answer is, the fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't you stepping out, everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Mm. Every single person does. That's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win. Mm-hmm. So continuing to push through and almost seeing that level of discomfort as a signal, it's like a way marker that's been planted in the ground. Yes, yeah. More this way. Mm-hmm. Because if it was all just super easy, well, how are you going to get anything different to what everybody else has got if you do the same thing that everybody else does?
Yeah.
And one of the best selectors for people not doing a thing is discomfort. So the route that has a lot of discomfort down it, usually on the other side of that, ends up with something which is valuable.
Push through pain enough, and there's glory on the other side of it. But you gotta get through it. And sometimes getting through it is coming out your comfort zone.
The individual who is willing to endure more pain, more suffering, more obstacles, more setbacks, more failure, will win in the end. It is that simple. Man up. Take it on the chin, just like your ancestor did. This is what you were born for. This is what you were born to do.
2008 was brutal. We had the third consecutive failure of the Falcon 1 rocket for SpaceX. Tesla almost went bankrupt. We closed our financing round. 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, 2008. It was the last hour of the last day that it was possible. We would have gone bankrupt 2 days after Christmas otherwise. And I got divorced. That was like rough. Man, living in scar tissue there.
I was not always this strong guy you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today.
Be the guy
who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
Pick up your damn suffering and bear it. And try to be a good person so you don't make it worse. Well, that's a truth. You know, I read a lot about the terrible things that people have done to each other. You just cannot even imagine it. It's so awful. So you don't want to be someone like that. Now, do you have a reason to be? Yes. You have lots of reasons to be. God, there's reasons to be resentful about your existence. Everyone you know is going to die. You know, you too. And there's going to be a fair bit of pain along the way. And lots of it's going to be unfair. It's like, yeah, no wonder you're resentful. It's like, act it out and see what happens. You make everything you're complaining about infinitely worse. There's this idea that hell is a bottomless pit, and that's because no matter how bad it is, some stupid son of a like you could figure out a way to make it a lot worse. So you think, well, what do you do about that? Well, you accept it. That's what life is like. It's suffering.
Everybody's asleep, man, or they're just getting home after a long night.
No.
Going out there partying. It's Friday night. It's close to 3 a.m. right now. You know, the thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
How much harder will you work in this offseason now to get back to the championship?
I push myself to exhaustion.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin.
Start with yourself. What good are you? Get yourself together, for Christ's sake, so that when your father dies, you're not whining away in a corner, and you can help plan the funeral, and you can stand up solidly so that people can rely on you. That's better. Don't be a damn victim. Of course you're a victim. Jesus, obviously. Put yourself together.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. You see, every dream that you've ever had, it's all uphill. If you have a great relationship with somebody, you had to work on it. It's uphill. If you've built a wonderful business, guess what? It was uphill. If you've made the right decisions, they're not easy, are they? It's uphill. And the only way that you can go uphill is to be intentional. Nobody ever accidentally went uphill. You've never talked to a successful person and said, how did you get to the top of the mountain? And then look at you and say, I have no idea. If they're at the top of the mountain, they know how they got there. Because they had to have effort. It took energy. It took time. Everything worthwhile. Everything worthwhile is uphill.
You know, when you say you're going to do something and then you follow through and you do it, not at the end when you cross the marathon, you finish it, or your hands raised. I'm talking about right now. The small steps in between the big successes that everyone sees. No one sees this.
You want to have a meaningful life? Everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters. You're going to have to carry that with you. Or do you want to just forget about the whole meaning thing, and then you don't have any responsibility because who the hell cares? And you can wander through life doing whatever you want, gratifying impulsive desires for how useful that's going to be. And you're stuck in meaninglessness, but you don't have any responsibility. Which one do you want? Well, ask yourself, which one are you pursuing? And you'll find very rapidly that it isn't the majority of your soul that's pursuing the whole meaning thing. Because, well, look what you have to do that. You have to take on the fact that life is suffering. You have to put yourself together in the face of that. Well, that's hard.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know. that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life. You feel like more confident, you have a better sense of reality. You know, the way you go about your day is in a more productive fashion. You're more goal-oriented. They all just synergetically go together into a movement, a force that's very unstoppable, man. And with that success come a lot of people that are, you know, gonna applaud you, but the majority will hate you, man. They really will. They're gonna hate you. Because, you know, your success is a spotlight shining down their misfortune. They hate you for what you're doing is reminding them of their missed opportunities and stuff. So, man, that's lonely, man. Just like being this only car out in the parking lot. But if you're cool with that, man, if you're cool with walking in the shadows of yourself and, you know, the only person you got, the man right there in the shadow, man, how you doing? Pretty good. How you doing? All right, man. Cool, cool. It's kind of weird having a conversation with you, but ain't no one else around because everyone else has faded way back then, way back there. You know, if you're cool with that kind of walk of life, I'll tell you, man. The world is your playground. You will rewrite the book on it all.
Get yourself together. Transcend your suffering. See if you can be some kind of hero. Make the suffering in the world less.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
There's two sides of pain that I don't think a lot of people really understand. There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
I dare you to take a little pain. Go through it. You ain't gonna die. At the end of pain is success. You're not gonna die because you're feeling a little pain.
Experiencing pain in your muscles and aching and just then go on and go on and then go on. And this last two or three or four repetitions, that's what makes actually the muscle then grow. And that divides then one from a champion and one from not being a champion. If you can go through this pain barrier, you make it to be a champion. If you can go through, forget it. And that's what most people lack, is on this having the guts. The guts to go in and just say, I go through and I don't care what happens. You know, it aches. And if I fall down, I have no fear of fainting in a gym because I know it could happen. I threw up many times while I was working out, but it doesn't matter because it's all worth it.
That pain you feel, that's a payment success. You must be willing to shoulder that pain. You get success. And success is something that's a very lonely path in this world. Because few are willing to make that down payment of pain for that future minute of success, the better life. Very few are. Failure is part of the recipe for success. You fail 1,000 times before you succeed. Every single person has. It's the losers that fail once and quit. Every winner has done failed. The loser and the winner both fail. It's just that the winner gets back up and does it again. Very lonely road success is. Know that going into it. But it's the only road that will lead to a life of remembrance.
Pain is a beautiful thing. Challenge is what life is about. A life without challenge, a life without pain, is a life without growth. And where there is no growth, there's stale, stagnant energy. And that's where most people live. Because most people's lives are designed around treading a path that is void of challenge. The minute they recognize challenge or pain, they move the other way. This is a primal instinct and normal and natural, but a weak perspective. Your aliveness is found in your pain. Embrace it, love it, and grow from it.
Life is not always about conquering. Often, it's simply about enduring.
Two forms of pain. The pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of the change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the
give me your tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your f***ing life, guys. You have every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest worker in the room in all your endeavors. Schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name. It's all you got. Don't sell out.